Hi, I'm James Montemagno, a program manager for our mobile developer tools here at Microsoft. And today, I'm going to show you how to get started building your very first Xamarin iOS application from Visual Studio on a PC and deploy it to a remoted iOS simulator. So let's take a look. Here I am inside of Visual Studio 2017. I have the project that we created in an earlier video, which was a file new project for Xamarin Forms where I have iOS and Android. I've added a button that when I click, will go ahead and update a counter to say you clicked this many times. Now, we'll want to go ahead and set this project as the startup for iOS. So I'll right click on the iOS project and say set as startup project. Now notice here that I have simulator or device, and it also references the debug solution platform right here. So I'm saying I would like to debug to iPhone simulator, and I'd like to go ahead and deploy to the simulator. Now, since we're not connected to our Mac yet, we'll only see a simulator option. And when I tap debug, it'll bring up this pair to Mac option because I haven't paired it to my Mac at all. And optionally, you'll probably see this window, which will guide you through the installation process, how to enable remote login so our Windows machine can securely communicate with our Mac machine over SSH. So we'll enable sharing, enable remote login, and then we're good to go. So let's go ahead and do this on our Mac right now and then come back and finish the pairing process on our PC. Here I am on my Mac. Now, to enable this machine to be able to connect to my Windows PC in Visual Studio, we're going to go into the settings and then sharing. All we need to do is enable remote login. This will enable us to securely log in over SSH on our local network to enable Visual Studio to deploy our iOS application to our remoted iOS simulator. You can configure access for all users or a specific user, and we'll be using the specific username and password to log in over SSH. Let's head over back to our PC and deploy our very first iOS application. So now that we've configured our Mac, we can finish the pairing process. Here, it will automatically detect any Macs that are on our network. We can also additionally say add Mac, where we can manually enter the Mac name or IP address if for some reason it doesn't show up. So I'm just going to go ahead and double tap on the Motsbook. Here it'll start communicating over SSH to enable me to log in. So I will enter the username and password of my Mac machine. So I'll go ahead and type this in and hit log in. Now what this will do is it'll automatically connect over SSH and check that I have everything installed on my Mac that's required to build and deploy this application. So if you've already installed Visual Studio for Mac, then you'll have everything that you need. If not, Visual Studio will automatically prompt you to install the necessary bits that are required to deploy the iOS application. After that, it will finish the connection process, ensure everything is validated, and that we're ready to deploy our application. There we go, we're connected. So now, back inside of our debug menu, I see a large list of options. I no longer just see iOS simulator or device. Note that I'm paired to a Mac, to my Motsbook. So instead of just deploying to a simulator, I can select all of the simulators that are available. Or if I plug in a device or enable Wi-Fi deployment, my device will also show up in this list. So what I'm going to do is simply hit debug on the iPhone 8 iOS 11.4 simulator. This will compile my application right here on my machine and then deploy it to my remoted iOS simulator. Now, our remoted iOS simulator has launched and our application is right here in front of us. I can come in and see it says, "Welcome to Xamarin Forms," and I can go ahead and click that button. So I can go ahead and click it and increase it each time. Now, what's great is that I'm using a touchscreen, so I can also go ahead and tap on the screen. I can see it increment. You can take screenshots, rotate the device, come into settings to adjust the location or use Touch ID or reset the entire simulator. So there we have it. We've deployed our iOS application and the remoted iOS simulator. If you run into any issues at all getting started, just come into our great documentation for installing Xamarin iOS on Windows, where you can read about setup, installation, and anything else that I've outlined here today. There you go. We've just built our very first iOS application and deployed it to our remoted iOS simulator. If you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out, and thanks for watching.